Blog Talk Radio.
Open mic, inner sight around the world, welcome. Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. And I can say with complete confidence and assuredness that Joe would not have approved of the death of George Floyd.
Oh, I
definitely
agree about
not.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
In fact, Joe probably would have found a way to contact the family and, you know, found a way to even, you know, I know how what he did with Corey Forster and how he tried to contact everybody and tried to talk to them and what he did. So he probably would have.
Yeah, well, these people are a lot further away than Corey was. But,
yeah, but he probably still would have called.
You know,
I know Joe.
I haven't tried to contact the family, you know.
Yeah.
But I would like to. But yes, they called George the gentle giant.
Yeah, that he was.
You know, there's a country singer who has the nickname Gentle Giant.
Yeah.
But the same size as George too.
6'7", yeah.
The old Don Williams is his name.
Really? Oh
yeah.
I think I remember hearing that.
Beautiful, beautiful guy, very gentle, big guy. You know,
mm-hmm.
Gentle giant.
They usually say
nickname.
The people who are very tall like that and very big like that have a tendency to be really gentle. It sounds crazy, but it's true.
Well, I don't know if everybody is, but some people certainly are.
Most of them. Most people are, yeah. My
Open mic. Open mic where you can talk about anything you want. 213-816-1650. You want to dial in and, you know, I'm glad that Mr. Trump is taking a stand on these people going around and breaking into windows and causing trouble and agitating other people. And you know, how about the innocent victims that are out there that can get in the way? See, that's why you can't have this stuff going on.
That's the only
thing
that I agree with him on, but I don't agree with his craziness, honestly. He's a little crazy, you know.
Well, so if you have a peaceful demonstration, you let some people demonstrate, right?
That's true.
That's the law, right? Then you get the other people that come along. You got to let them in, too.
Yeah.
You can't discriminate. Let one group in, not the other. So then
you let the
agitators in, and the first thing you know it, they start irritating the people that are peaceful, and fights break out, and then it escalates. So that's where I believe Mr. Trump is right.
I don't necessarily think that the people who are, you know, just peacefully protesting, like saying, you know, Black Lives Matter or All Lives Matter or whatever they're saying, or, you know, no justice, no peace. Those people, okay, just saying that and standing there, you know, and not throwing anything or doing any harm by looting or anything like that. Those are the people who I'd say, lock and shackle them, the ones who are looting and destroying property and hurting police officers. You know, I'll tell you something. You're not going to get anywhere by hurting another person. All right? Period. Done deal.
No, you're going to get labeled as bad as the cop who killed George.
That's correct. So what are you going to do if you kill another person? All right? In doing what you're doing, you're just going to be put in jail. So what are you going to achieve? You're going to achieve absolutely nothing. Okay?
Well, those people are not interested in people who do that, people who are out there to get what they can.
I don't
take advantage of the situation. They're not interested in doing anything to remedy the situation. They're taking advantage.
I've noticed something, though, Frank, okay? I noticed that when you got some of these people who are doing this, I noticed who people who are looting, when you look at these cameras, okay, like it was channel, I don't remember, one of the channels, well, just say one of the channels, one of the news channels, and the guy was saying on the other side of this building there are people attacking this sneaker store. I'm not going to show the other side of this, you know, this thing, because number one, I don't want to be putting our crew in jeopardy, okay? Number two, they're really going at it. Now, if they're really going at it on the other side of that building, and they were, because you kept hearing an alarm. So every time they broke into that building, you heard the alarm of, you know, the
store.
So you knew they were
going at it. Well, why didn't the police stop them? That's what cops are supposed to do.
Exactly. Now,
they didn't do their job. The governor said that the mayor is not having the police do their job.
Well, here's the other thing.
There's another conflict.
Here's another thing that bothers me in the whole thing. There is a certain, that was before they said, you know, put the curfew out. That's before the curfew. Now, you have all these people doing this. I think there's a certain element of, you know, where they're putting people out there to do this. Now, don't think I'm wrong, but I really think that that's happening. Because
yeah, a lot of people take advantage of a situation.
And I think that's happening. And
my brother said he believed
that
they're paying some of those people, too.
Yes, I agree with your brother. I totally agree with your brother. They're paying
to
rob
That's why Trump is so adamant about protecting, because you can't let that happen.
See,
you cannot let that. You
now,
can't lose control of the streets. Of the
I
city,
don't think.
You do,
now, wait a second.
You're in trouble.
I don't know who is paying. Now, you can't go say that it's yay for
Trump. Well, I don't know who it is either, but I
bet. Know who it is.
But I bet the FBI could find out.
That's exactly what it should be. Yes.
Yeah.
You don't know if it's a Trump supporter or if it's a Democrat supporter. You don't know, but I know it's a political supporter.
No, but the FBI should find out who's behind
exactly.
it.
Now you got it. And
that's for
the
sure.
police
and in the meantime, they should be prevented from damaging property and putting lives in danger and, you know, innocent bystanders, you know.
You know what? Because they went to that front of that building, and they said they broke the window here. They didn't like coming in this way because all they saw was one sneaker. They didn't want the one sneaker. So they said, you can't do this. They didn't want just one sneaker. So they went to the back of the building, and you hear the alarm. This is what this news was saying.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You're going to, now let's say you got demonstrators on the other side that are just standing there. Chanting.
They're not demonstrating.
So they come around the building, they can run right into them, knock them over.
Right. Now, you got demonstrators just passing by, say, okay? Now, just your basic old demonstrators about George Floyd. Now the police come, okay? Hear me out on this. And then you got, now they eventually come and they hear this alarm and the people are stealing from this store. They eventually catch up with the people from this store stealing, okay? And they say, hey, everybody in, including the news people say. Do you know what I'm saying now?
Because they don't know who's who.
Exactly. Now what do you do? I didn't steal a damn thing. You know what I'm saying?
You find out later, you let them go. But you don't know who's
That's
who.
It.
What do you You got to protect
them. Grab everybody. And yet, those people could be in the process. They could be in the process killed. You don't know.
Sure.
Because they'll fight. Well,
that's why the whole thing, that's why Trump
that's
wants to bring
the
in the military. So they won't get a chance to do it.
Right. But
the whole idea is
not to
let them get a chance to do
to
that.
To do that. To loot. To loot. But I don't
that's
think.
What, that, that's how the... That's
see,
what he's thinking.
I don't know if Trump wants to be the savior. I don't know if that's why, if he's doing it that way, because he wants to be the savior. Do you understand, Frank? I don't know whose motive is what.
He wants to protect the
saying?
Country. That's his job.
But if he wants to be the savior by bringing in the military, do you understand?
I don't know.
Like,
I don't know about
you
being
don't
a savior,
know
but.
But you don't know whose motive is what now.
It doesn't matter at that
time. Right. You don't know whose motive is what.
You have to take everybody in and sort it out later.
Yeah, I know.
You can't stop and question these people. We forget it.
Somebody is working in the area. Working in the area. And they're sweeping the streets. They could be taken in too.
Yeah,
if
the cops determine that they don't know.
Exactly.
Who that person is, the person could
be
arrested, sure.
That's right. You could be arrested if you're walking on the street. I could be arrested
if they close the place off, I don't think too many people could get near it, you know, the area, close it off.
What I'm trying to say is anybody within a few meters or a few feet of that place, anybody can be arrested because of just being within a little bit of that without any association with that place. Do you understand?
Yeah, but most people will be let go.
You sure hope?
You know.
And that if you say, hey, I'm not.
If they catch somebody hauling merchandise or holding merchandise or, you know, smashing, then those are the people who are really going to, they're not going to let those people, they're going to give them a quarter
penalty. If you're saying, yeah, that too, but if you're saying to the officer, hey, listen, you didn't know what they did to people. People of color just saying hello to their friend, Frank, on the street sitting down, they tased them, Frank. They were stuck in traffic, Frank. Is that right? Is that necessary?
What do you mean stuck in traffic?
They were stuck rolling. They were in Atlanta, Georgia. Okay, this is a different town. Okay, I'm just saying. Okay, they were rolling in traffic. Okay, they were in a college. They were in a car rolling. They couldn't go anywhere. They went to get dinner. These two college students. Okay, they were on their way to get dinner. All right. They went to get dinner, and they saw their friend sitting on the street. They opened the window. They waved to their friend, and then, boom, they got tased by the police. They broke their window of their car. You see it all on video. All on video. Everything that they said was on video. Everything. And the guy got his arm broke, and they got pushed onto the street. They got locked up and arrested for no reason at all.
You don't know for no reason at all. You don't know who they were. Maybe they had suspicion that they were part of the group, that they were, you know, part of the agitators or what. I don't know.
All they did was wave to their friend.
You don't know the whole story. You weren't there.
Well, they
There's
said
more
all
to
they
that
did
story
was wave
that,
to their friend.
We don't know.
And they have a whole bunch of video showing that they waved to their friend, and that was it. That's all they did.
Yeah, well,
now, even if their friend, let's say, even if their friend was one of the protesters and they just waved hello, that's all they did. It's still a hello, Frank.
You don't know the whole story. Don't judge it. You weren't there. You don't know the whole story.
We weren't there, but what it looks like, it looks very bad.
Well, what it looks like and what it is could be two different things.
True. But I'm telling you, what I'm telling you is the police have to cool it down, and the military has to cool it down in their presentation.
The police have to be screened so you don't put haters on the force. That's what has to happen.
Put dogs, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Dogs are more appropriate, honestly.
Well, you can't always... You're limited with police dogs. I mean, how many can you use, you know? You got to have handlers.
There's a lot of dogs out there to need.
Not everybody can
training.
Handle a police dog.
Yeah,
but,
well, you train them to.
You got to get the hate. Not everybody wants a police dog.
Well, that's another story.
They're not dog people. But you got to get the haters out. That's
yeah,
the main
that's
thing
true.
that should be that they should be dwelling on.
That's right.
You're never going to have a perfect system.
That's
but you
right.
have a lot better system. We're going to talk about this tomorrow night. We'll have a lot better system.
If you get the haters out,
The haters out of the police department. It's got to be. It's got to be a universal.
And I'm going to say, under all races, I'm going to say this solidly, and I want people to listen, and they might disagree with me. Oh, my race doesn't have haters. Bull. Under all races. Period.
Every race has haters.
Every race has it. Under all races. Okay? You know why? Because I had an argument with somebody the other night.
Joke.
It is a joke. Because I had an argument with somebody. I was on Twitter, and they were screaming at me on Twitter. I call it screaming because they were doing all caps. And they were
Yeah, every race, unfortunately, has people who hate at one time or another. All right, in a sight, we lost our co-host, engineer. So bear with us. Brought to you by the Big East, AkitaRescue.org. Joanne Diamond, the Akita Lady, 609-388-7004. Adopt an Akita. And let's see, all the beautiful children of the world, watch out for them, take care of them. Corey, Avante, and a little Tommy and all the others. Go an extra mile for a child. That's the Inner Sight saying. Around the world, open mic, Inner Sight, and Kennedy Realty. Hopefully he'll be back in business soon. Kennedy Realty. Buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good information. Goes around the world with us with the open mic. 631-888-1186, Mr. Kennedy. All right. Nobody starves on Long Island. My buddy Gary, 484-3085 at the 631 number. 484-3085. Dog food, cat food. And, you know, give Gary a call for the details. All right, around the world, Inner Sight, open mic, Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. Good source of information, referrals, anything you want to know about the disabled legislation maybe coming up, meetings when they get back into them. 631-880-7929 on the Silo. Check them out. Inner Sight reminds you. Around the world, open mic. When you call in, turn down your video, your television, radio.
Who cut me off?
Whatever it is.
My ear did. I got so excited I cut myself off.
I don't know. Maybe
I'm
it was
kidding.
The demonstrators. Well, I don't know.
Now, where was I?
I don't know, but I started doing commercials. So.
Okay,
oh,
go ahead.
Where were you? You can do the Able News.
Okay. Able is a newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It serves, hold on, I wasn't ready for that. I still was upset. I'll do it anyway. You told me I've got to be ready. You've got to
be ready for anything
spot.
In this business.
And I'm ready. Okay, Able is a newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It served the disabled community for the past 29 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events that needs to be updated. A calendar of events and columns that we all look at once in a while. And also we have a personals page, and we also have many other things that we have to look at periodically. And okay, then we also look at, a classified section that also has technical stuff that you want to look at occasionally too. And if you want your free subscription, you could log in online, and it's at ablenews.com, and sign up for that free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right, around the world. Open, quiet. Open mic around the world. Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. And don't forget, we're on television tomorrow night, local, 8:30. It's all rerun, by the way. 8:30, channel 20 tomorrow night. Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, 11 tomorrow night. And that goes on the channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. So check us out on the Inner Sight television schedule. And tonight, open mic. You have a chance to talk about whatever you want and all the things that are going on and the Daily News. Somebody told me had a New York Daily News had
finish what I was saying.
Oh, what were you saying? Oh, I thought you finished. Go ahead, finish. Now I'll do the Daily.
No, I wasn't.
Talk about the Daily
News. Okay. Well, I was kind of really pissed off because I felt that, you know, everybody in that, you know, chat was agreeing with me. And they were like, well, of course all lives matter. And they were starting to, you know, say, how could you say that, you know, just only Black Lives Matter? We know the phrase is Black Lives Matter, but she's right. All lives do matter. You know, all races matter. Everything matters. And it was just, you know, it was just incredibly horrible how this person had an intense case of tunnel vision. It was really terrible. I mean, I cannot, it was just the reverse of what, you know, and I wasn't trying to be an idiot. I was just saying it from all my heart. I was saying, you know, listen, I love everybody. I always have loved everybody, and I will always love everybody, no matter what they are. And that's coming from my heart, you know. And to say I found it insulting, and to say that I don't, okay, no, how could you not love, how could you say that? You don't love everybody. You're just saying that is what this person was saying to me by saying
what
they were
saying. Well, because they probably don't love everybody.
Right, exactly. You know, and to say that really hurt me. So I said, so what you're saying.
No, you can't take this personally. If a person says that only Black lives matter, that's simple to figure out. That means they're very prejudiced.
Yes, they are. So I said, so what you're saying, yeah, so what you're saying is only Black lives matter and my life doesn't matter. That's what I said.
No, I wouldn't have said that. I would have said, in other words, you're prejudiced.
No, I didn't say that.
A lot of people like that.
Well, the assumption was, when I said it the way in which I said it, it was that they had to take a close look at themselves. You know?
Well, you hope.
You know? No.
People like that don't usually change
the,
overnight.
No, somebody else.
If they change.
No, somebody else in the chat said, of course all lives matter. And then somebody, and that same person goes,
yeah, but
no,
not to everybody.
Lives matter. Wait, then they go like this. The person kept going, no, Black Lives Matter. And then I said, don't you realize what you're saying? You're just as bad as the person who killed, you know, George Floyd. That's what I said. That's
a lot
exactly
of people like
what
that.
I said. And they said, no, I'm not. And I said, yes, you are. Take a good look at yourself. That's what I
people
said.
People don't want to face the truth.
I said, I love everyone, including you, even though you have this view. That's what I said.
Yeah, but people don't want to face the truth. They don't want to hear the truth.
I don't think they've ever experienced love.
We know that.
You know, people sometimes don't experience love. And when I said
that,
that person never experienced, never said that again in the chat. You know, that was weird.
Well,
you know, a weird thing for them to experience. So they didn't say anything anymore. When I said, I love you,
what could
even
they
though
say?
You're saying this, no, they couldn't. Couldn't say a damn thing anymore. Because what I said was so true, and yet I said to them, listen, even though you're saying these horrible things to me, I still love you because you're a human being. You're a fellow human. I love you, and God bless, and that's your opinion. That's all.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hopefully, I don't know, if you got through to the person or not, you'll never
be
made of
it. Yeah, well,
all right,
in a yeah, go ahead.
Around the world, open mic. Mm-hmm. And, some of our friends in the past, GoodMojoPrinters.com, SuttonInsurance.com, and the LawCenter.com, Turo Law Center. All right, around the world, open mic. Anybody on the line?
Yes, we have Maureen.
All right. Let's take a phone call. Open mic.
Yes.
Express your opinion on anything you want.
Okay.
Hello.
Here comes Maureen.
Hi, guys. Hello. Hey, yo.
Yeah.
Hi. How are you two tonight?
Good, good, good.
Oh,
good.
That's good. That's good.
How are you?
I don't even know where to start anymore.
That's the truth.
Well, there's still like five big groups out there, even though it's past the curfew time.
Oh,
and I don't
God.
Think they're acting up yet, so I hope they don't start.
I hope they don't.
We can have a peaceful night for a change. You know what?
Well, they shouldn't be violating the curfew. That in and of itself.
Exactly. That's what a curfew is for. So they should be breaking them up, whether they're peaceful or not. They should be telling them to go home, you know?
That's right.
Which I don't. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was kind of, late last night to have an 11 o'clock curfew. I thought that was a little late, but. Of course.
That was crazy.
When you put, I'm sorry, Susan?
That was crazy.
Yeah. Of course, when you have a curfew, that ruins it for people that have to be out on the street, too. It's like when I was in Catholic school, and they knew who the bad kids were, but I got stuck in the multiplication table anyway, 10 times each. And the kids who were bad didn't do it anyway. But anyway, that's beside the point.
Oh, you know what? Sometimes they let you do it. You know what? The bad kids said, if you don't
the rest
do it
of the
for me,
class
I'm going to beat you up.
No, the rest of the class got stuck doing it, and the ones who were talking and all in class never got to, they never bothered doing it anyway. They got away with it,
How'd they get
away with
that?
But anyway, that's going back 50 some odd years, so. So I got to talk to my mom today. She really sounds good, but she's still testing positive for the, asymptomatic, but it's still in her, so I don't know. But she
that's
really
so
sounds
bizarre.
Good, so I hope, I'm going to get a copy of that March 13th thing about the CDC, because somebody read it to me, and nowhere in there does it say that the nursing home should accept COVID positive people from the hospital. So as soon as I get that, I'm going to, because Cuomo keeps saying, he was going by the, but supposedly it's not in there anywhere, so, because I want to blame
the
right person.
Is it the one I told you about?
Yeah. I'm going to get a whole copy of it because that girl from Helping Hands read it tonight and she couldn't see anything there that said about accepting, because it says to protect the people in the nursing home. So why would you put them in there? You know what I mean?
Right.
But she's going to mail it out.
Excuse
and then,
me, did she have the whole document?
That's it. We might
she looked it up. It's Title 10 of the CDC. So as soon as I get it, then I'm going to call who you said to call Frank and take it from there. Because I wanted to, have all the information. Because,
you got to get the whole document.
Remember that woman I mentioned on that website? We should call her tomorrow.
What website? What are you talking about?
That website that has the Title 10 document on it. She's the woman who is the operator of that website who created that Title 10 document, Frank. I want to find out a little more information.
See if you can get a copy from her.
Yeah, and also more information, if I can. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what the girl's going to, she's going to print it out and mail it to me, so I should get it in a few days, because I want to make sure, I'm blaming the right person, because he again today said, and his secretary or whatever that one is who sits, who I don't know, who's with him on his press conferences, said about the Title X, but supposedly there's nothing. And all the press, when the, it's in the newspapers and everything, they only mention Cuomo. They don't mention the federal government. So I just want to make sure I'm placing blame on the right people. You
it
know?
Was Cuomo because the nursing home, I have a document from a nursing home that had a letter stating, you know, a decree from Cuomo stating that you must accept COVID-positive people, period.
Right, and it was him,
it
Cuomo.
Had nothing to do with, you know, it just said that. There's
nothing he's still saying it today. He's still saying today it was from the CDC. It's, you know, so I'm really, because I really want to take action with him. Maybe we could get other people. Because you don't do that. You don't put sick people with a deadly virus that you don't even know what's going on with it in nursing homes. You know?
Yeah.
Cuomo should give everybody in, excuse me, Cuomo should give everybody in New York State a stimulus check.
Well, she hasn't gotten hers yet, my mom.
You show that he
the girl also read it, could take 20
weeks. You know
what
he said? He replied to me. Okay? And he wrote, oh, everybody in Alaska got $2 million per COVID-positive person. We only got $20,000. Well, then, that's not my responsibility. You're the one who needs to keep fighting for it. Not
that's
me.
Right. That's right. That's right. And the other day he's on, we were 34th in nursing homes. There were 16 behind. Well, that doesn't make it right, does it? There were still 16 behind us that were better. So, you know, these are such stupid things, you know?
These are such stupid things. He should be saying this. He should be saying, I'm so sorry that this happened. But if you'd like me to, you know, tell you who said this to me, I'll give you the exact person who told me it, blah, 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 if it was somebody. And if it wasn't, I accept full responsibility because I had no space, period. The government wasn't giving it to me. He should accept responsibility if it was him.
That's right. No, he doesn't. He just
he should make up for it
that's
by getting people out.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's what he should
that's
do.
That's right.
That's what he should do.
That's right.
That's
even when the they ask the reporters ask him questions about the nursing homes, you can tell he just wants to fluff it off and get it over with,
that's
you know?
Right. You know, we should propose that. We should do that, Frank. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you already did that.
I did, but you know what? He's not listening to me anymore. I'm like a
well,
waste
of course
time
he's not
then.
Listening to you.
That's when he gave me his thing, we only got 20,000.
He doesn't want to hear it.
COVID positive patient. That's what I got. Instead of a 2 million.
Well, why should he get... Why should he get more money when they allowed all those people to die? I wouldn't give him more money.
Yeah.
He's not worth more money. All that money and all those people died? What the hell good is that?
That's right.
That's right.
Well, you know, and we live in such a divided country, and in all parts of it, from the politics to the people, it's a shame. What you know, we're truly divided, and it shouldn't be that way. But
I feel like we're
going
into civil war. This is not the United States anymore. We're not going to be the United States anymore.
No, that's right.
That's
scary. But what he did today to de Blasio, even if it was the truth and they weren't handling it right, I don't think you should come out and say it on the air. He should have called de Blasio privately and said, look, I think this is a better way to go about it. You don't ridicule your mayor on the air like that.
It shows you how divided they are.
Well, that's it. They can't. But
a
he's
big reason why this whole thing is happening, world.
Right.
He's backtracking now. He didn't mean it for the regular. He meant it for. Now he's changing his story a little tonight because I guess people saw how bad it was. You know, I mean, you don't do that. You don't ridicule your mayor out like that, you know? You don't. And then we got the other guy who's just with his Bible, a photo opportunity.
He's crazy.
You know?
I'm absolutely insane, Frank. I don't know if
who had a Bible.
He's insane.
Trump.
Mr. Trump.
Well, what's
is
wrong
there...
with the Bible?
No, he's crazy. He's absolutely.
He is.
I have nothing wrong with the Bible, but he's crazy.
He's
using
crazy.
Everything. No. He's really crazy.
What was
he's
he doing with the Bible?
I feel like doing Heil Trump. Not Heil Hitler. Heil Trump soon.
Somebody answer my question.
Really
what was the president
was
doing with the Bible?
He was standing in front of Saint John, a statue. Was it a statue, Suzanne, or what?
Yeah, I think so. I think that
was a statue of what?
It was a St. John Paul Church or something.
Yeah,
and he had
first of all,
he cleared the crowd out with tear gas.
Right.
He used tear gas to care so that he could stand there with the Bible. And
right.
The minister is all upset. And somebody said he hasn't been in that church since the day
since
he took the oath.
Yeah.
Oh, he went to church
yeah.
and carrying a Bible? Is that what he did?
Yes.
Yeah, and well, he held it up for, you know, his photo op.
Yeah, exactly. You don't do this. You're not on The Apprentice, Frank. He's not on a reality. He still thinks he's on a reality TV show.
He does, because how many people has he followed?
Wait a minute. A lot of people go to church.
He still thinks he's on The Apprentice.
What are you talking about?
That's not what we're talking about. He seeks attention. He's a attention-seeking president. He's not in this for the presidency. He's in it for attention seeking. Don't you see
that's
it,
right.
Frank?
Well,
first
I don't
of all,
know about
he
that.
Should have, instead of hiding in his bunker, he should have been talking to the American people and trying
he
to
hit.
Calm down
he
the tension.
Big time.
You know, he should have been on talking to the American public, trying to, you know,
calm
cool people down.
Yeah.
No, he's hiding
he
in, and then he goes out for these
I
photos.
Know. This is very. Here's what he should have been doing, Frank. I know this is not. Doesn't look like a good move. Listen to me on this one. He should have said, "But I have to. This is uncalled for. The immense violence that's in this nation." He should have said it just like
that's
this.
Right.
You know.
That's right.
I know.
Don't you think any
we have to make. You know, law and order, like you're talking about, Frank, all the time. We have to make law and order in this nation. He never did it that way,
right.
Frank. He went. He spoke
well, you're
lunacy.
Not the president, so, you know. It's
don't, you think any
no,
other president,
he,
don't you think any other president would have been on? Any
the
other president would have been
quiet,
on.
Quiet, everybody, quiet.
I didn't say
the
anything.
President has to also listen to his advisors. If they advise
he
him. To be safe and to go into a bunker, some you know he's obligated to do that. That's
he
the
still
other thing.
Should be
to
on talking
himself.
To, he still should be on TV trying to calm things down. I'm sure all the other presidents would have done that.
Frank,
you know
okay.
he doesn't
say you
do
said,
that.
Say you said, okay, I'm gonna go with you on that. Okay.
Stop interrupting, Maureen.
All right, Frank. Now
Saturday. Saturday, during all this tension, and Saturday was pretty bad night, he's down in Florida watching this stupid spaceship go up. Was that really necessary?
I don't like
that
space
really
anyway.
I don't either. I think it's a waste of money.
Waste.
It's a waste of time. We've never learned
waste.
Anything.
Listen to me, guys. Now, if you're down in a bunker, what's to say that you cannot sit down in the bunker and address the United States of America. There's
that's
no reason
right.
that you cannot do that
exactly.
in the bunker.
Exactly.
He didn't do that, Frank. Why didn't he do that? That's a problem right there.
Mm-hmm.
You could be
that's
safe.
Right.
You could be very safe. You could still keep your safety and address America.
That's right. Exactly.
Okay. You could say easily, in this COVID crisis, we need to keep solid mind. We have to send, I unfortunately have to send out the National Guard. That's what he could have said.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we have two crises going on. We have the COVID yet, and we have this now. Look at all the businesses. The businesses were ruined altogether anyway, and now when you loot and set things on fire, you're just making things worse. Yeah. How is anything going to ever get back to anything, you know? I mean, stores have had to close because of the violence, because they don't want to stay open, you know, with all the violence. So some stores have temporarily closed.
Yeah, so we don't have any food the rate things are going, Frank. You're going to have a lot of fighters.
Mr. Trump did not cause the violence. The people who did it caused the violence.
Frank.
So don't
but he's
blame
not
him.
Helping in any way.
He's trying to stop it in his own way. You may not agree with his message, but he's the president.
I would not say that entirely. I would not say the cat's not fully out yet of the bag. I wouldn't
and
say
the ultimate,
that
the ultimate
we
thing,
know.
You can express what you feel for him when you vote. So
I'm not
going
to say I don't know what the situation is, Frank. I would like to FBI to or even the CIA or whatever the case may be to investigate the situation because
I'm sure there will be investigations.
Right. I want to know who is
who
responsible.
Who knows? I want to know
who is responsible for, you know, for example, you have these stores that nobody is addressing the looting, and yet the cameras of the press is sitting right in front of these stores, and the police aren't touching it. What's that problem? That's a problem.
Well,
and then when they the mayor
of the city has the responsibility of ordering the cops to stop this stuff. That's what the governor was saying.
Mm-hmm.
And the mayor didn't, according to Cuomo, the mayor didn't want the National Guard in.
Well,
he should have let him in.
If you get to have too much stuff, then it becomes like martial law, and you have too much.
Maybe,
you know what I mean?
In a sense, we should have had martial law.
People would have
COVID.
Pulled back if they
you
saw
know
the
that?
National Guard. I believe it.
I don't know about that, Frank. People
They're
were
not going
to right
clash
up
with
to
the National Guard.
But you know what? They were, Frank. They were going right up. They were tempting the police officers and the National Guard. They were, Frank. So, okay,
yeah, because the cops didn't stop them. They should have stopped
them. No, they were going right up to the National Guard. They were.
It's just
in other states.
You're not talking about New York. You're talking about other places.
No, not New York and the other places. So does it stop it? No. It's really scary right now.
Well, I don't know what instructions the governor gave the National Guard. Maybe he told them, you know, just stand fast. Don't hurt anybody.
No.
I don't know.
No.
They take their
know,
orders.
We...
They get orders. That they have to follow those orders. So I don't know what the orders were.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Inner Sight around the world. Open mic 213-816-1650. Maureen, anything else?
No, I just hope everything's over with soon because I'm really getting tired of all of it. It's like
sad and crazy at the same time.
We finally get to like open up with the other, and then this starts, and we have curfews, and it's just
well,
too much. It really
blame
is,
those damn
know?
Ass cops for it. They did.
What
you
want to
blame somebody?
To
blame those four jackass cops.
Yeah.
What that guy did kneeling on somebody's neck like that, that's inexcusable. That was, you know, I mean, that is first-degree murder in everybody's eyes because he was on his neck for almost 9 minutes. I mean, he's saying he can't.
I cannot tell anybody that I'm hearing impaired, okay? And I should not have had my hearing aids on. I really wish I didn't, honestly, when I heard that. I heard the crush of the poor guy's neck. I really wish I didn't have my hearing aids on that day.
For real.
When I saw that.
I mean, that was inexcusable. There's no need to do that. Nothing. I mean, you know, nothing. No reason at all to kill somebody like
and
that.
And I don't think
know?
I'll ever forget it. I don't think I'll ever forget it, honestly.
It's a good thing that guy had the camera because he probably would have just gotten away with it altogether.
And that's
if
worse.
It wasn't, you know.
That's
mm-hmm.
disgusting. That's deplorable. There's no adjective that would ever describe that. Nothing
that's right.
in this world would ever describe that. That's disgusting. Oh.
Yeah. I mean, you would think,
all right,
okay,
inner sight.
He's
been
enough,
let's move
on, but the other three,
on the
too. Okay. Thanks,
and,
guys. Take care.
If you want to call in, talk about anything you want, 213-816-1650. And, you know, the hopefully all this stuff will calm down. It'd be nice. People can get back to somewhat of a normal functioning life, you know. Let's see what happens. All right, around the world, let's see. Tomorrow night we're going to talk about how cops should be screened and how the dogs can be useful in that. Tomorrow night, all right? Thursday night, will people learn from their mistakes? That'll be the show Thursday night. And Friday, of course, the funnies. We got the funnies Friday night. Oh, I started to tell you about the Daily News. It said, someone told me the headline on the New York Daily News was Grab.
Grab?
Break and grab.
Break and grab.
Was
for
the
what
headline.
Reason? Yeah.
Referring to the how they break the window and they...
grab the merchandise?
And they grab. You know?
Oh, man, that's terrible.
I don't think the Daily News needs to write stuff like that. You know,
that's
you're
horrible.
Encouraging people to go out
to
and
do
it. Certain people see that.
And they know
oh,
what to do.
Oh, man,
now.
That's a good idea. I'm gonna go break and grab, you know?
That's
see
horrible.
What I can grab for myself. You know? The headline should be Honor George.
Yeah, it should be.
That should be the headline. That would be my headline if I were editor of the paper.
Right.
I would have that every day
oh
in the
my.
Paper. And a different facts about Mr. Floyd. You know, and I would say George would want you to do this. You know? And talk about peaceful stuff. See, the papers can flare people up, man.
Yes, they can.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just
so
going to say
where the
hell,
chopper. Why, hold it. Why doesn't the mayor tell these newspapers, you know, don't print that? Why are you printing that? I got a better idea. You know? Give facts about George. He was a good guy. He was a gentle giant. What are some of the facts? What would George want you to do?
Oh, my.
Yeah? Maybe George didn't get up when that cop threatened him because he didn't want to hurt that cop. You ever think of that? Big guy
no,
like that?
No, maybe it's the other way around. Maybe they had a following from the past because they used to work with each other. He didn't want to hurt him. Or something, I don't know.
We don't know. But we do know that people don't have to add fuel to the fire. Break and grab. I mean, come on. Stupid. That's a stupid headline, editor of the Daily News.
Yeah.
It really is. We don't need that.
Yeah, we don't
want
need
to talk about something.
Anymore.
Talk about the goodness of George and what he did with his life. And,
that's right.
You know, that's what all the papers should be talking about. And all the news people should be talking about. You know? Maybe it would calm people down some. All right, Inner Sight told you. Around the world.
Hey, Frank.
All right.
They just
Yo.
Got an alert from one of the choppers. I get these alerts once in a while on my phone since COVID, and they have a chopper alert. And they're showing all the protesters. I believe I don't know if it's Fifth Avenue. I think it's Fifth Avenue. And you got to see all the protesters on Fifth.
I thought it was a curfew.
Yeah?
Well, where the hell's the curfew?
I don't know, but a lot of protesters.
Ah, that's no good.
Yeah.
That mayor doesn't know how to enforce anything.
Right. They just said on the chat here, resign, de Blasio, resign.
There you go. What did I just say?
Yeah.
He doesn't know how to handle anything.
Nope. Oh, my God. You have to see these. Holy cow. Yeah. You got to see how many people. They're just walking
around. Yeah, because they're violating the curfew. If there's a curfew, they shouldn't be out there.
Oh, my God. You have to see all these people.
Well, Mr. Trump is right. They should not be out there.
No, but there's a lot of police, I got to say.
They're
mostly undercover police now, and they're just saying, you know, get out, you know. Now, I don't hear it that much, but I could tell, you know, because my hearing is not so good.
The curfew. Yeah. Whoever won't leave for home is going to be arrested.
It seems to have quieted down slightly because of people saying go home, whatever. So, oh, boy.
Damn right.
Not in that area. Holy moly. They're all coming over a bridge. Oh, my God. They're coming over, I think that's the 59th Street Bridge.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
These people only come out at night. You ever notice that?
Yeah.
They creep out at night.
Oh, my God. What the heck are they doing? They're crazy.
That's what happens when
you disobey. Rearranging traffic patterns. They really are.
You disobey the law. Put people in danger.
What bridge? Manhattan Bridge. Oh, this is the Manhattan Bridge. Oh, that's worse.
Yeah, I didn't get the email on this.
They're cutting off all traffic on the Manhattan Bridge.
That's dangerous.
That's very dangerous. They literally cut off all the traffic. Oh, my Lord. With signs.
Now, how does that honor George Floyd? Somebody explain that to
me. I don't know. That's going to be interesting.
Putting more people in danger to possibly get hurt or killed.
They're going to get killed.
Is that how they honor George Floyd?
No. And on the other side of the bridge, my Lord. On the other side of the bridge is another group coming on, and they're going to meet. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, they're going to meet, and hopefully they won't have a fight.
Yeah, right?
I'm surprised they didn't close that bridge off.
I think they did.
I don't know.
Oh, my Lord.
Anyway, open mic around the world, 213-816-1650, if you want to call in. Any callers on the line?
Yeah, let me look. Hold on.
Inner sight.
No, just us. Maureen's just listening.
On the open mic, and you know that guy spending all that money in space when people need help. You know, a guy like that. You know,
Telfer.
There's better ways to spend your money.
What the hell they just do, Frank? They're coming down the street now. Holy crap! Excuse my French. Oh my God! There's a whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
I never seen any that much.
What good is the curfew?
there's no curfew. Shoot.
They're
violating
the
whole bridge. The whole bridge.
Law.
Almost the whole bridge, Frank. Almost the whole bridge was covered. Almost. They just came off the bridge now and went into the street.
Well, if there's a curfew, there shouldn't be any traffic.
Right?
How come there's traffic if there's a curfew?
Yeah. Well, there could be just the people working. That's allowed. People could prove that they work.
Well, how do you work if there's an 8 o'clock curfew, you got to get home before 8 o'clock.
But if you work, you work. You know what I'm saying? You have a job at a hospital, you go to work.
Yeah.
You know, hospitals are essential.
But that doesn't mean you're going to be outside.
Yeah, but you still can go to, what do you call, you still have breaks, you still have to go out to
now
get
the subway. the subway stops at 1 o'clock. So anybody out there, you know, they're not going to be able to get home.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, I know. That's true.
I agree with Trump. I think they should have brought out the troops and closed everything off.
Wow. There's at least 2,000, 3,000 people on the bridge alone. At least.
Yeah. Stupid people.
At least.
All right, in a sight, open mic. You want to do something? Honor George. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Another idea? Why don't these people get a podcast and
like
talk
us.
About George Floyd? What kind of a person he was? What he did with his life?
That's right.
Now, why was he called a gentle giant? You know? That's what they should be doing. Not going out there in the street and endangering their own lives and other people's lives.
Yeah, but you know what, Frank?
Stupid.
It won't change anything. You know how what's happening with us.
Sure, it'll change things if they come up with a solution and make the government do it. That should be their protest. Where? What's the solution? What are they protesting for? For what? What do they want?
They want people to be treated better.
Yeah. So how do you do that? How do you bring that? How do you? We have a solution.
You want to hear somebody wrote curfew?
Get rid of the haters. That's how you do it. Screen out the haters.
Yeah.
That's what you got to do. That's what these people should be concentrating on. But you know what? These people don't give a damn about George Floyd. They only give a damn about themselves and their own attention. And and for many of them, what can I get out of this?
Yeah.
No.
Capital I. Yeah.
Now, what'd you say when somebody wrote what?
Somebody wrote on this chat, curfew, what curfew? It's true.
Yeah, because the mayor's an ass. You know what he looks like
he
now?
Go, curfew tonight. Where is the law and order? Somebody else wrote that.
Damn right. I agree. Well, that's why Mr. Trump did what he did. He's trying to set the example.
And then somebody, going to be worse for them than last night. Oh, boy. It's true.
Crazy.
It is.
It's crazy.
Aww.
There's no law and order. You know. Anyway, Inner Sight, and we'll be with you tomorrow night, 8 to 9 on our podcast to offer remedies.
Yeah.
For the situation, to try and get them through, you know?
Somebody wrote, where's de Blasio? That's the truth. Where is he?
Right. He's hiding in the Gracie Mansion. All right, I want to thank all our listeners. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090 is the phone number. Suzanne, co-host and engineer. And we'll be with
you
tomorrow night. Be safe out there.
Yes.
You want to do something for Mr. Floyd? Get a solid proposal, an idea, how to screen out haters from
That's
the police.
True.
Department. That's the way to help Mr. George Floyd and everybody else. Be with us tomorrow night and we'll show you what we mean. Tell you what we're referring to. Inner Sight,
right.
Around the world. Thank you so much. And be safe out there. Stay home with these stupid curfews and all that. All right, go out during the day. You better off. lot of those people hide during the day. They only come out at night.
Yeah.
You ever notice that?
Yeah.
Inner sight.
I know.
Thank you. Goodbye, world. Inner sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner sight.
Good night, everyone.